dialed has not been recognized. Please check and try again. Has not been recognized.
Batman changed back and Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop the Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, Lo Pan, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock the Rock Dog, Ock and Hulk Hogan all came out of nowhere lightning fast and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on a total loss. For a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion stood. The rest saw the better, Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater. This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions, as far as the eye can see. And only one will survive, I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
What's going on, guys? This is Pony Boy, and you're listening to episode number 25 of Bellcore Radio, and we have a very special guest tonight.
Who is that?
That's a very good question. I hope he introduces himself.
Me. like what kind of special? This is Low Tech Mystic.
Yeah, Low Tech Mystic, you guys might recognize him. I think we talked about his show several episodes back. He's the host of Ninja Night School Radio, which is a very, very interesting show to check out if you like ninjas and night schools.
Yeah, it's definitely about learning and having a good time. So,
yeah, so we got a very special guest for a very special episode. I mean, this is episode 25 of Bellcore Radio. I mean,
did we get verification? This is, you know, no, like you're not like trying to hose one on over everybody again, right?
No, this is actually, well, I guess if you don't count the lost episode, this is 24 technically. This is the 24th one that we've released, but it's episode 25. I guess I can go ahead and say that hopefully that it works out this time. I had mentioned that we were going to get some stuff recorded at Freaknik back in October of 2005 and release that as our, I think we were episode 6 or 7 was our lost episode. And we were just going to release that as episode 6, but I enjoyed myself too much at Freaknik and didn't get much recording done that was worth anything. And, hopefully, I will be able to get a chance. I've talked to some people who are interested in getting onto the show. And, Innerzone, which we'll talk about later in the show, probably. It's a con in Atlanta, is coming up in this weekend, actually. If you're listening to if you're listening to us on the Hack Radio stream, it's right now. You're missing it.
So go down there.
Yeah, you better get to Atlanta. It's never too late, you know. You can still get a good day in. But, I don't know. You want to go ahead and... Should we tell the folks about this Innerzone thing?
Why don't we? We've already worked them up a little. So let's...
Innerzone, I think we more or less covered what it is. It's a hacker computer security convention thing right outside Atlanta, which is very convenient for people like me who also live right outside Atlanta. So, I think this is the fifth one, the fifth year of doing it. It's, from what I've heard, it's generally a fairly good con. Let's see if I can pull up the speakers list here real quick. I know for a fact Stank Dog is going to be presenting there. I'm not sure if there's anyone else that we will recognize. What kind of makes Innerzone a little bit different from general hacking cons is that a lot of the stuff isn't just presentations that people are doing. They have a lot of, I guess the best way to describe it is classes. They spend like 4 or 5 hours, one person up on the stage, teaching you how to do all sorts of cool stuff, like teaching you about wireless security or programming and just general stuff.
I went last year to Interzone 4. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend this year's Interzone, but that was one of the things that it was my first con I'd ever been to, and that was one of the things that totally got me hooked on going to cons was, you know, not only the speakers and the presentations, you know, but they had, you know, like you said, it was like little classroom segments, you know, so we sat down for like 3 hours and went over the basics of, you know, what wireless is and how to protect it, and, you know, it was really informative, and, you know, me being rather noobish when I went in there, you know, I came away from that con with a whole lot of knowledge. And, you know, bang for the dollar there, you know. you know, I had no problem with that. It was a fantastic learning experience, you know.
Yeah, I was almost turned away. I think Freaknik kind of spoiled me, because it's so, like, the entrance fee for Freaknik is so low that when I think it's $50 to get into Interzone.
Right.
And I saw it, I was like, I don't know about that, but I've talked to a lot of people, and they say that it is worth the money, so I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, I was surprised by the variety of people that went there, you know. I mean, you've got your whole hacker crowd and all that, but at the same time, you had your IT crowd, you know. There were guys 60-plus there, and let me tell you, those, if you've got questions, those are the guys to ask.
Yeah.
I learned so much, you know, on the side at night. You know, I didn't go and party and drink. You know, I sat down in the conference rooms, you know, talking to all the old guys, and they were just dropping the knowledge. It was fantastic, you know, and I think we were both having, you know, way too much fun.
Yeah. I think that's part of what going to a con is all about, is having a lot more fun than you expected to when you were going there. But, if anyone who's, you know, I mean, this is coming out a day before the con starts, so if you're not familiar with it and you have the ability to drop everything at a moment's notice and drive to Atlanta, there's information for it at interzone.com. I'm really wishing that I had thought to talk about this on an earlier episode. But, check it out. It should be kind of fun. And you get to hang out with elite motherfuckers like me.
Now, Interzone is spelled with a zero.
Yeah, a zero instead of an O.
Yeah.
Well, I guess a little bit of housekeeping stuff we got here. And actually, I have several things. I know I only put one up on the show notes for you, but starting off with probably the most important thing that's happened to me in the past few weeks. A lot of you guys are familiar with Project Walmart Freedom, which was, you know, it was a project that that Dual Parallel started back when he did RFA and all sorts of fun stuff like that. Basically, just collecting a lot of information about Walmart. Most specifically, collecting numbers to Walmart payphones for this big directory. And since he left the scene, it kind of got, I think it got updated last year around this same time, but it hasn't been touched since. So I got in touch with him, and we talked about this a bit, and I'm going to be taking over the project. Hopefully, at least releasing an update every year. Hopefully, more frequently than that, if I can fit it into my schedule. But I just wanted to put this out there. Anyone who has stuff to submit, I set up a Gmail account at it's Project Walmart Freedom. That's all together, no spaces or anything. @gmail.com. Definitely looking for some payphone numbers, especially. If you want to actually look at the text file, it's on oldschoolfreak.com. School with a K and freak with a PH. and then there should be a link somewhere at the top that just says PWF. But if you want to help out, send in some stuff, and anyone who contributes anything to it or helps it out in any way gets their name listed in the authors list. So your name will be out there telling people that you helped this awesome project. And another little thing that I need to talk about for a split second that it happened about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't thought to talk about it until then. We moved IRC servers. Our IRC channel, #BCR, is now, it's not on Telefreak anymore. It's on irc.freenode.net. I can't believe I'm just now thinking to mention that. So, any of you guys that were hanging out in the IRC channel and wondering why there's nobody there anymore, it's because we moved over here. So come check us out, alright? And I think that wraps it up for housekeeping. Probably not. I probably have something else I'm forgetting to talk about, too. But
yeah, like those stickers. How are the stickers coming along?
The stickers are sort of coming along. I have not had a chance to order them yet. Hopefully, I'll be able to get them in before Nauticon. I don't know how long it's going to take. If I have to bribe these people to get them to me as fast as possible, I'm going to. But I've had a lot of real-life stuff going on that's kind of intruded on my sticker ordering and stuff. But yes, they should be coming out soon, and I should have that silkscreen shirt printed for the winner of our last contest. I still haven't had a chance to get it done. And if all else fails, maybe next month, if I don't have it by then, I'll just, you know, order a shirt off of an online store. You make a custom shirt and get it to you, because I've been making this guy wait way too long. But, yeah, enough of me slacking off. How about some news for freaks? What do you think?
It sounds good to me.
Yeah, some big, big news for me, especially, and for everyone out there. You guys remember, maybe a month or two ago, I guess it was, that there was this company called AT&T, and this company called SBC, and they kind of, came together and made this ugly logo and everything? Well, that company is now going to buy my phone company. They're going to buy out Bell South. And I could not be unhappier about that. I mean, first of all, it kind of makes me worried. Because I seem to recall, I think 1984 it was, that the government broke AT&T up because they controlled, the entire phone network in America.
Yeah, what's that word? Monopoly?
Yeah,
okay.
And now, if this purchase of Bell South gets approved by the government, which I don't, there it's going to, they've got enough money to bribe the government to, you know. But if this goes through, then they're going to own well over half, at least, of the phone business in America. You know, I mean, it's like everything. SBC was everything from it started in California. Now it's going to, you know, if they purchase Bell South, it's all going to stretch well across to the other coast. And that's nuts.
So for those of us playing the home game, Singular, SBC, AT&T, and now Bell South are all going to be one company.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess in all honesty, it really was kind of that. It was like that even before they announced this. Because, I mean, you have to remember that AT&T Wireless and Singular became the same company. And Bell South more or less owns Singular. Or they're very close business partners in a sense. And so it really has been like that for a long time. They've all been in bed together. But now they're, you know, making one big ugly baby. But it makes me sad. You know, I mean, like, I grew up with Bell South. You know, I've had it all. Well, I guess I grew up with Southern Bell. But I've had, you know, it's been here all my life. And I mean, it's going to be weird. Like, right now, at this current, you know, me being a phone freak especially helps this out, but I can see a Bell South van driving towards me from, like, a mile down the street, and I'll know that I can pick them out in the crowd. And, I mean, like, it's just that blue and yellow, it's just so nice. But now I have to get used to this white van with this big, ugly AT&T swirly new logo thing on it. I don't know, it's going to be it's going to be weird, you know? Just thinking about it's weird. It's like, and even worse, well, Bell South is the last of the major telephone companies. Well, it's the last one to still use the Bell logo, which is, you know, everyone's familiar with it. It was the main logo, and now it's just this little chunk of America that still operates under it. And it's the last phone company to actually, or the last major phone company to actually operate under the Bell name. And, it's gonna be gone. Because, you know, they're not gonna, I wish they would. I wish they would, you know, merge or buy out Bell South and then adopt that Bell logo. I think that would be awesome. But you know it's not going to happen. And I mean, that's history that's going to be gone because of this. You know? Did I lose you?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, do you, am I just talking out my ass here? I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
No, you're depressing me with, like, each word. Like, I never, like, really fully grasped the whole, you know, situation, like, what was going on, like, how big a thing it was. You know, it's just something you hear in the news and go, you know, another company's buying another company. You know, it happens every day. But, you know, I mean, I live in the South, too, you know, and I mean, you know, this will be affecting me as well, you know. All our, you know, we see our little Bell South vans driving around, you know, here in our area. So now that the swirly of doom, you know, will consume those as well, you know. So it's going to have effects, you know, on, I guess, all of us in the South here.
Yeah, I mean, it really, like, it worries me a lot that that AT&T is kind of becoming this big, all-powerful presence again. Just because, I mean, it's just a matter of time, you know, at this rate. I mean, it's been what? It definitely hasn't been even half a year since they purchased, or since they merged with SBC. And they're already going to be taking over another phone company. You know, that leaves us with three major phone companies in the country. And one of them is, you know, it's just a hole that people are throwing money to, and it's just, and of course I'm talking about Quest, who is, you know, in an unbelievable amount of debt now. But, I don't know, it seems like they're just all working towards that same goal of becoming one big company again, you know?
And what are the other two companies that have remained to be gobbled?
Yeah, we've got, as of, or once this this merger or buyout goes through, we will have AT&T, we'll have Quest, and we'll have Verizon for the major phone companies. Of course, there's always going to be, you know, smaller Celex and little small-town phone companies and stuff like that that are still going to be probably operating, but for the most part, it's AT&T versus Verizon. Because I don't see Quest surviving much more in this big war of buyouts. I was surprised that they actually announced it to be buying Bell South more so than... Because, I mean, Quest has more or less been on the market for the past 5 or 6 years. They're barely staying afloat in how much debt they're in.
Well, do you think maybe their philosophy on that is, well, that ship will just sink itself?
Yeah, so, I'm going to assume that has to be what they're thinking, but... I guess it really wouldn't make a lot of sense to buy a company that's, like, millions of dollars in debt, so... I don't know. I don't know. This just kind of worries me to think that, like, there's going to be people in the world... You know, phone freaks will still know, because, I mean, I know about things that happened in the telephone industry that happened years before anyone even thought about me being born. Before my parents were born, probably. But it makes me kind of sad to think that there are actually going to be people in the world, coming into the world soon, that are never going to see... the Bell logo it's probably one of the most easily recognized logos in the country, in the world. And to think that there's going to be people coming into the world now that aren't going to know that, you know? They're not going to see that and recognize, okay, that is phone. You know, Bell means there's a phone there, or that's they're going to deal with the phone. They're going to see big swirly ball. Or whatever, a check mark, or whatever Verizon's going to be using. So.
The unblinking, ever-seeing, always-watching, swirly eye of doom.
Yes.
Of AT&T Amon. Okay.
But, I think we've beat this subject to death. I can't really, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I don't know, let's take a moment of silence here. For the Bell logo. Yeah. I think that's enough moment of silence, but I'm going to urge anybody who is in Bell South territory, and I've been telling everyone to do this. This is the time right now to start collecting as much stuff as you can. Anything that has the Bell South logo on it. Start taking pictures. Take pictures of your COs. Take pictures of your of telco vans. And hold on to those, you know. Because, you know, once those are gone, they're gone. Once those Bell South vans are gone, you're not going to be able to get pictures of them. You know? Once those COs are gone, or once their COs are changed over to AT&T, they're probably going to... They're going to look different. They're not going to look how you're used to seeing them. You're going to look at things and you're going to see them in a totally different way, you know? But I guess at the same time, it's kind of exciting, you know? Like, as a phone freak, I'm going to have so much new stuff to explore. So many new things I have to get used to now.
Now, will all these company networks tie into one another, I would assume?
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, most of it's all standard, but getting used to the operations of the company, you know, because, I mean, Bell South is generally kind of laid back. You can go and... I've never dealt with AT&T in this aspect, so I don't know. But I know with, like, Bell South and a lot of phone companies, you can go and get tours and all this nice stuff of your COs, and I mean, I'm sure that AT&T is going to come, and they're probably not going to want to do that so much. They seem like they're kind of interested in making money, which, you know, they're a company, but I don't know. I'm just kind of excited, because I think that there are going to be things that are going to change now, you know. They're going to be just new protocols, new acronyms to get used to, especially, I'm sure. But just something new to challenge me, you know. And that excites me, but at the same time, it makes me really sad.
Yeah, it doesn't quite weigh out to the loss.
Yeah. But I think we should drop it at that.
Good call.
Yeah. Like I said, though, get as much as you can right now. If you can get a tour of your CO, get it as soon as you can.
Yep, this is definitely the end of an era.
Yeah. But, moving on, I guess. I don't really know how to segue from that into these next things. But we've got some cell phone type news to discuss. Kind of interesting stuff. This one's kind of, I mean, it kind of goes with stuff that we've already known or people have been talking about for a long time, and that's the effect on of cell phones on human body, you know, of the radiation on the human body. And there are scientists in Finland that are they're doing tests on human subjects by basically holding up a cell phone next to someone's arm and making calls for like an hour and seeing what the effect on the person's skin is it says that in this article that the results are supposed to be it's not near finished yet. It's going to be done at the end of the year. But I mean, I don't know. I thought that was worth mentioning at least.
No, I think that's rather fascinating indeed. I mean, you know, it's kind of putting an answer to, you know, kind of a quasi-myth. You know, it's always the joke, you'll get a tumor and all that. But, you know, at the same time, we don't really have any conclusive proof one way or the other. So the fact that somebody's even sitting out and addressing it, I think is worthy of noting.
Yeah. But, yeah. Maybe at the end of the year we'll be able to cover that some more. Give you guys some conclusion there. But as far as I know, so far in the testing, they haven't found any adverse effects so far. But, I mean, who knows how long this has been since they started it. So, probably a few weeks. But some other kind of cool cell phone stuff, and this is actually kind of interesting to me. TiVo is allowing, I think it's just Verizon customers.
Yeah.
To program their TiVos with their cell phones. Like, so if you're out somewhere and you see see something in a magazine that says, oh, you know, tonight on, you know, on Channel 2 or whatever, this awesome show is going to come on, and you're like, oh, I got to catch that. So you can just call up your TiVo, I guess, and program it that way, which is kind of interesting. I'm anxious to see what kind of fun hacks and stuff come out of this, you know.
No, I totally agree, and I think one thing that's really neat about the story in general I mean, it's neat that you can call home and control your TiVo with it, but it's also neat on the fact that we're moving closer to the idea of, you know, like a hip-hop kind of cell phone, PDA-esque gadget that can really do it all, you know, where you can, it can control the media center, it can access the PC, it can, you know, the real go in between, you know, a device that, that one device that you can carry around with you that can do all that you need it to do.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I know that's what I'm really drooling at the, you know, at the mouth for. So, you know, that and some, like, glasses with a heads-up display built in, real sweet, you know. So I think we get those two things, and, like, we're pretty much set, you know.
And rocket cars.
And, yes, and porn in rocket cars, right.
We almost got through an episode. Almost, without a mention of porn.
We can't leave it out.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess I really agree with you there. Most of the listeners are fairly familiar with my long-winded rants about how I was promised a future of awesome technology and I'm not getting it. And I'm hoping that stuff like this really will kind of start paving the way towards that, you know. And especially, like, I mean, stuff like the hip top or sidekick or whatever you want to call it. And that's, I mean, that right there in itself is a very neat tool to play with, you know. I mean, I don't own one just because I can't justify it at the moment. But, I mean, like, I know friends of mine that have, you know, IRC and stuff set up on their sidekicks. And, of course, they love to talk on IRC while they're driving their cars and almost hit people and stuff. But, I guess that really isn't a good idea to be putting stuff like that on cell phones in that respect, but,
Well, that's more user error, I think.
Yeah.
I think the ability to just, wherever you were, to be able to whip out, you know, a small device like that, and to, you know, boom, instantly be online and be connected if you need to be connected, or, you know, be able to jump, you know, to the files on your home computer and get what you need off of it, or, you know, the just not need to have everything with you, that ability to access things remotely or do what you want to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I am very much looking forward to that kind of, that day where, you know, where we can do that kind of stuff, though. And hopefully, you know, this TiVo thing is gonna kind of, I hope that they allow people to adapt this kind of technology that they're using here. Because, I mean, if I could, you know, have a way to, you know, call in and control my computer to do something real quick. You know, like, you know, maybe have your computer set up to where it will, I don't even know. I can't think of an example off the top of my head to email a specific
time, send porn to the rocket car. So
yeah.
Get off work on the ride home. You have something good to watch in your rocket car, you know?
Yeah. So after you get off work, you can get off.
Then that's what the future is all about.
Yes, the future is about masturbating in a rocket car.
At 900 miles an hour.
Of course.
Supersonic.
But, what I'm really kind of, what kind of bothers me about this, though, is the fact that it is limited to Verizon customers. And, I think that kind of sucks, because I know a lot of people with TiVos, and they don't all have Verizon Wireless. You know,
yeah.
I think that it, I mean, it's not, it doesn't really, for me personally, you know, remove any of the awesomeness away from this technology, but why not, you know, strike a deal with some other people?
And one thing I would like to ask, too, is this something to where it's just Verizon is stepping out on the ledge and everybody's maybe standing back just to see, you know, how they'll do and whether it's, you know, so is it a case of, you know, just being Verizon that's willing to take this risk.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe, you know, being, you know, one up on everybody, or is it, you know, really like you're saying, just them trying to lock something in? And if it's, if that's the case, then that's pretty crappy.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess with new technology like this, nobody really wants to be the first person. Everybody wants to be the second person.
To have the new and improved.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, so people like this VoIP stuff? Yeah, we got that too now. we made this VoIP stuff. What are you guys talking about? But I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. Anybody who has a TiVo and Verizon Wireless, if you want to let us know how this is, that'd be really cool. I mean, I don't have a TiVo or Verizon Wireless, so I can't really check this out quite yet. But if you want to, you know, if you want to drop us a line or something, it's bellcoreradio@gmail.com, or we got a voicemail box here. Let me find the number for you. It's 206-202-4227. So, you know, either call us or give us an email, or maybe catch us on AIM, the screen name Bellcore Radio, very possibly. And let us know what you if you've had a chance to test this out. Because I really want to know how well this works. You know, I'm not. I'd love for it to work flawlessly, and I'm sure it probably doesn't. I'm sure it's very buggy. So if somebody wants to, you know, send us a maybe record a review on it, and we'll put it on the show.
And one thing I'd like to know too is there did it say in the story if there was a charge for it? Is this free, or do you have to pay an extra, you know, $1.99 a month or something to call the TiVo?
I don't think it's said anywhere in the article. Oh, here we go. Okay, so the service is supposed to begin this summer, actually. So I guess if you've tried it already, then you haven't tried it already.
If you're a time traveler.
Yeah. Yes, anyone from the future that happens to be here right now to, you know, stop robots from taking over the world or something.
Right, when you get back to the rocket car, dial us up on your rocket phone.
But it says that the service is expected to cost under $5 a month, in addition to, you know, normal charges for the call and for, you know, having your TiVo.
I don't know if I really need to pay $5 for a universal remote anywhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully, there's no contract type thing as far as that goes. You know, and you can just test it once, test it for a month, and if you use it, then you keep it. If not, you know, just toss it out.
I wonder if they have any plans to incorporate it, like with their VCast kind of thing, to where like you might be able to bring in a video from your TiVo like onto the phone, like episodes you've recorded.
That would be the shit.
Yeah, now that I could totally see being somewhat feasible. I mean, if you're gonna in theory watch video on your iPod, you know, just to cure boredom. You know, I could see the same thing working quite well with your cell phone and TV shows that you want to watch anyway that you haven't got to watch because you weren't at home and you have a TiVo to record them because of that.
Yeah, I mean, that would actually be a really cool application of this. From what I've gathered, I don't think that's going to be, you know, at least not yet. Maybe they're listening. And
yeah.
If you're listening, you know, maybe, you know, call it, name it after me in low tech, this new technology.
There you go.
But, yeah, so, if, you know, when that comes out, somebody please get in touch with us and let us know how awesome it is. And that's gonna wrap it up for the freak news. We got about 15 minutes here. Let's see, what should we talk about? I guess we're going to skip a couple down. I want to talk about this Marines thing real quick. There's some speculation, and I'm not sure if it's been proven yet or not. That's the word I'm looking for. But there's some speculation that the Marines are censoring internet access to the troops in Iraq. Like, really kind of blatantly. I mean, like, the site I'm at actually has a list of some of the stuff that is blocked and some of the stuff that isn't. And it's really kind of biased, you know? I mean, like, stuff like Al Franken's website. You know, Al Franken's the kind of political comedian type guy. That's blocked.
It's forbidden.
Yeah, or the actual site that this article was posted on is blocked for
forbidden.
Yeah. But and then you got stuff like BillO'Reilly.com.
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
I mean, keep in mind Al Franken's website and Wonkette.com are being blocked because of their political politics or opinions and stuff.
Their First Amendment right.
Yeah, I think that's what they call that.
What those people are over there in theory fighting for? What I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but
they can listen to all the Rush Limbaugh they want.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh or, you know, ABC News and stuff like that. You know, the generally, I get, is it right wing or left wing? I can't remember which ones are. I think it's right wing.
The point being, it's one side.
Yeah, basically one sided. It's blatantly right there that they're blocking stuff that is that is critical of the war and the reasons for having this war in Iraq.
Now, Pony Boy, like, now don't we have to keep up the troops' morale, right? We don't want them to actually, like, know what's going on, because then they get, like, upset and, like, probably wouldn't fight and, like, probably not want to be a part of what they're doing.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. Yes. I love the government. They are right 100%. But, seriously speaking, yeah, I mean, it is important, I guess. It is important to keep up the, you know, the morale of the troops. You know, they're over there, and they're going to be over there until they are brought back. So, I guess it's important for them to not spend the whole time saying, I don't know, I don't think we're going to fight, and then get shot to death. But, I think it's really, as American citizens, you know, which they are, because they're from America, you know, and they're fighting for America, or they're fighting for Iraq, but they're fighting for America. Yeah, I think it's really their choice of whether or not they want to listen to what Bill O'Reilly has to say about the war, or listen to, you know, what Al Franken or someone else like that has to say about the war.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, on the other hand, I mean, does it really matter? I mean, as a principle, yeah. But, I mean, in the long run, does it really matter if they censor what the troops are seeing? Because, I mean, the troops are there firsthand. I mean, if anybody knows what's going on, these are the people. What they're censoring is their, you know, everybody back home, you know, their friends, their family, like everybody else's opinion about what they're doing. That's what's being censored to them. So, you know, that's kind of an interesting kind of thought, too.
Well, but yeah, chances are nobody is, but if there's any troops overseas that are listening to this, use a proxy. I don't know, find a way to get around it, and be sure to let people know what you think about this. You know, if not us, you know, maybe send an email to the webmaster at wonkette.com or whoever. Yeah, wonkette.com. Or send a message to basically anyone that will get it out there and let people see that the troops want this. They want to be able to see what they want to see, you know. They don't want to be able to see what the military and what the government decides they want to see.
True. But on, I guess one last thing I popped in my mind here, too. I don't know. I've never been a soldier and don't plan on being one anytime soon. But I don't know if, like, when it comes to soldiering, you know, as part of signing up, if you don't sign away some kind of, you know, rights or, you know, some sort of privacy in that, you know, like in times of war or whatnot, you know, I'd be interested to know, you know, if there are, you know, any military type people, you know, listening, you know, is this even a big deal to y'all, you know, I mean, is this something that, like, y'all might have known about, and like, oh yeah, you know, that's what we have, you know, other ways of getting, you know, the stuff that we want, you know, that's something I'm kind of curious about knowing too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think we do have a few people that are military or government-y type people that are listeners. I think we've gotten some emails from several people a while back. Don't quote me on that part, but, yeah, if anybody's listening, you know, drop a line. We're not, give us a handle or something. We don't want to drop anybody's docs or anything on the show, so, but yeah, I mean, let us know what your opinion of this is, you know. Let us know if that is something that, that is expected of you as a soldier, you know. If you're expected to just, you know, not really look at or access things that people would probably consider, you know, I guess taboo in that scenario. Because I just don't know. But, I guess, let's see, we got a few minutes left here, so,
Should we talk maybe a little bit about, a Nauticon as well?
Yeah, we could do that. Before we do that, I'm gonna go ahead and pimp this show. We're trying to pimp a new show every week, if we can. A show called Life in Hex, which is based out of the United Kingdom, so, you know, it's always fun to listen to those funny UK accents.
Now, what's the name of that show? Can you spell it out there?
Life in Hex. LifeInHex. And it's LifeInHex.com if you want to listen to it. They are up to, I think, 10 episodes now. And, it's a pretty good show. It's hosted by, mainly hosted, from what I've gathered, from the few episodes I've listened to, by, Sefrin and Gelata. And it's a pretty good show. I'd like to talk more about it, but we got about 5 minutes left here, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Nauticon.
Awesome. Nauticon.
Yeah,
When is Nauticon?
It is April 7th through the 10th.
That's right.
Yes.
Cleveland, Ohio,
yeah.
Right?
It's coming up, guys. You know, we've talked about it previously on other episodes, and it is on its way. And
you do need to pre-register if you want to go.
Yeah, it's
Don't
not something you can just show up and get into.
Yeah. It'd be cool, but that's not how they're doing it. So make sure you get your tickets ahead of time if you want to come. And this is going to be something really worth attending. that we've got a lot of really cool things going on at Nauticon. Like they've got the Nauticon radio, which I think that's unique to Nauticon. I don't know of any other conferences that take on being, you know, a small radio station for the 2 days that the conference is going.
And are they doing that again this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
They are doing that again this year.
Yeah.
So if you're interested into what that would sound like, you can go to nauticon.org, and they have previous year's Nauticon radio on their website where you can download, and you can give that a listen.
And there will probably be a special episode of Velcor Radio playing on Nauticon Radio this year, hopefully, if we get it done by in time. But yeah, I've pimped my presentations a lot, and I'm gonna pimp them one more time. I'm doing a presentation about the history of payphones and a little bit about the history of payphone freaking. And really, where all the payphones are going, you know, what's going to be happening soon to all these payphones. And from what I've gathered, I actually received the email today. They're going to be scheduling me in 11 in the morning on Saturday. So if you happen to go and you don't get to check anything else out, show up at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Be there.
But there's also, and I don't even know if we've told anyone about this. I think we were waiting until it was fully verified to talk about it, and we just still haven't. But there's another cool presentation that a lot of people that you've heard on the show, some people you haven't, are going to be taking part in, and our good buddy here, Low Tech Mystic, is going to be a part of it.
That's correct.
Yeah. We are having a panel about hacker media. Basically, it's going to be it's going to be myself and Mesa, Droops from Infonomicon Radio and TV and all that Infonomicon stuff that he does. Low Tech Mystic's going to be on there. It's going to be moderated by Jason Scott, who directed the BBS documentary, and he runs textfiles.com. And Drew, I believe, I hope I'm remembering his name right. I'm going to say Drew. If not, I'll correct myself on the next episode, from Dial a Dork Radio, which is actually based out of Ohio, so he's kind of our local man, so, you know, he knows what's going down on the streets. But it's going to be really cool. You know, I mean, if you've always wanted to start a show like this, start a hacker radio show or an internet TV show, but you're just kind of, you don't really know, because that's how I was. I wanted to have a show like this for a long time, but I didn't know, you know, I was completely unaware of, you know, I didn't know a single thing about, like, Audacity, which, you know, is an awesome audio recording and editing program. Totally free.
It is fantastic. I love it. Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't know about any of that. And then I listened to, there was actually a hacker radio panel at, Hope 2004, I believe, that I got the audio for it, you know, maybe a year ago, and I listened to it, and it really taught me a lot, and so I started getting things ready, and I made a show, and that's really what we're trying to do here with this panel. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, the kind of software we use to create our stuff, and talk a lot about, a lot of the new things that are happening in internet media, you know, a lot of the new trends or whatever, so that, you know, you can jump on the bandwagon early if you need to.
Yeah, to help everybody understand that, you know, if you're at all interested in it, there's nothing really hard about it. And especially if you enjoy doing it, if it turns into something that you enjoy doing, it's, you know, I mean, game over. You know, it's too much fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really is. It's easy to do. People don't really think about it, but, I mean, I devote a...
Nauticon, and they can come to our panel, and they can check it out.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, it's just another great reason for people to attend Nauticon.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of excellent presentations. Like we've said previous shows, most everyone that's a part of the Infonomicon Computer Club is going to be presenting there. I think there's like six of us that are giving presentations.
Yeah, and not to mention they will be having like classes, like kind of how like they're doing at Interzone. So I mean, if you're kind of in that, you know, kind of the in between area where you can go to Interzone and Nauticon, and you go to Interzone, and you like the idea of like the whole classroom presentation kind of idea, you know, that they are doing the same thing this year at Nauticon, where they're actually, you know, the first talks of the day, I think they're, I don't know, they've got a couple hours blocked out for where it's actually, you know, going to be classroom kind of environment, so you can actually go in and learn the basics of one topic or another. So,
yeah.
Not to mention that, don't they have a lot of games, contests, stuff like that in the evening?
Yes, they do. They have their most really popular game, I'm gonna assume, one I really hear about a lot from the people that are more familiar with it. They have a contest called Anything But Ethernet. And basically, the point of it is to establish like a network connection between two computers, I'm assuming, by using anything but an Ethernet cable. And the more complex you get, and the more different devices and how creative you are, really, it adds points to it. And
they've got a little point system set up for like how strange the device is, or what types of devices have different point rankings. They've got it up on the website, I believe. I was really amazed by that whole contest. I can't wait to check that one out.
But yeah, I'm really kind of curious about that, because I heard about it and I was like, okay, I wanted to try something for it, but like I can't. I can't. I'm not that creative when it comes to stuff like that.
That's what I was thinking, man. I wish I was smart enough.
Yeah.
I'd love to check that out.
But yeah, they've got that. I hope they're doing it this year. Generally, they have a talent show sometime during the course of events. And well, I'm not going to drop any information, but there's going to be a top secret, very fun contest that I can't tell you about, and Low-Tech can't tell you about either.
And then if you want to know about it, and if you want to be the first in on it, and see really cool shit, you need to go to Nauticon.
Yeah. There will be opportunities for it after Nauticon, but you definitely need to be at Nauticon if you want to be on top of this awesome thing that is going to happen. It is probably the coolest idea that I've heard someone come up with in a long, long time. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. We're just going to sprinkle a little bit of that mystery in there to make you all intrigued. So you have to come to Nauticon to find out. But, hey, you wanna make a phone call real quick? I'll dial something up here.
Awesome. You better not drop me. I'll send ninjas after you, I swear.
I'm fearing. But I really like since the last episode, I really wanted to call this again. I'm going to call up the Santa Monica payphone that we featured throughout the whole show last episode.
Yeah, make sure you don't call the police department this time.
Yeah. But, that was a strange, strange call. It really was.
I agree.
But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call it up. The number for our listeners that want to call it later is 9052. There we go. Pardon my dyslexia. Alright, I'm going to flash over real quick, so if you'll just hold on for a second, Low Tech.
Alright.
Awesome. I don't think anybody's going to pick up.
Do you have the web page for the webcam?
Not on hand, no. Damn. You still there?
Yep.
Alright. Well, that was no bueno.
No bueno.
Alright, well, that was worth a try. And, you know what? I was thinking about this, and I mentioned it on the BenRev forums earlier about that payphone. We're going to have a contest on the show right now. And I know we've had so many contests and I have not been able to get any of the prizes done yet. But, this one I can definitely get done. Basically, we're going to be giving away a phone card. And I haven't figured out how many minutes are going to be on this thing yet. I haven't even bought the card yet. But, it'll be a good phone card, like an MCI phone card. So it's not like a little piece of junk $5 gas station card. It'll be a pretty decent card. And, basically, the contest is going to be, call that number, that payphone, and talk to some people, and record it, and send it to us. And whoever sends in the coolest, or the funniest, or, you know, whichever one we just kind of deem to be the best one, will get this free phone card from us. And, you know, I will put it in an envelope and mail it to you. I'm not just going to, you know, give you the PIN number and the 800 number. I will mail it to you. And, everything will be good and fun.
And what's the number of that payphone?
The number is 310-394-9052.
And that's the dyslexia free version, correct?
Yes, that is actually the correct phone number. But, yeah, I mean, just record it. You can email it to us at bellcoreradio@gmail.com. That'd probably be the easiest way, is to record it separately. If you really need to, you can three-way into our voicemail box or something. But, probably your best bet is just to email it to us. And, you know, I'm not sure when we're going to have the cutoff date for the contest, but once we figured out, I just kind of decided this on the top of my head a little while ago. So once we figure out the details of it a little bit more, which will hopefully be next episode, we'll give you guys the finer details of when it's going to end and whatnot. But for now, just, you know, maybe go ahead and get started on it, and I'll tell you next week how many minutes are going to be on this phone card and everything, and hopefully we'll have some awesome audio clips to play for some people.
Hell yeah, and can I offer a tip to people who that may not have a way of recording a telephone conversation, but they do have, like, a mic for their computer? There is the Gizmo Project. I don't know if you do a search for it. Don't use Google. You know, Ice Rocket or something. But for the Gizmo Project, or Project Gizmo, it's a free VoIP phone. But it comes with, 24 or 25 free outbound minutes. And you can record your phone conversations with this. So, in theory, you could just download this project if you have a microphone for your computer. You know, load this up, put in the phone number. It's easy to use. So, keep that in mind. And, yeah, I look forward to hearing some of these phone recordings, too.
Well, that was actually, you know what? We're going to call that the Hack of the Week.
Hoo-wah!
Yeah, most of you guys have noticed that we haven't really had a Hack of the Week for, like, the past month, I think. Because, really, that's Mesa's thing. Mesa does the Hack of the Week, and I am not very technical. So I have a hard time with that Hack of the Week thing, and I'm going to say that right there. That was actually a really nice hack, too.
Alright, I just looked it up real fast. I swear, I did not use Google, I swear. The website for the Gizmo Project is gizmoproject.com. That's GIZMOPROJECT.com. All one word. So, yeah, check it out.
Well, since,
It does run on Windows, Mac, and Linux.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. It's free gizmo call-to-call kind of deal. So, I mean, if you've got family or friends that are kind of far away, I mean, I use it, and I do like it. So, you know, I mean, they don't pay me anything, unfortunately. If they're listening, you know, hook it up. But, but yeah, it is really convenient just for the fact that you can keep in touch with people that are far away and, you know, for free, as long as they have a computer and a microphone.
Now, what kind of functionality and stuff does that have, the Gizmo Project? Is it just straight calling, or does it have a...
Well, it's got the free mode, where, like, it's just free calling to, you know, other Gizmo people.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can buy an outbound minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much they are. You can check the website if you're interested. But yeah, and you can buy minutes where you can just call out. And
yeah, that's just standard, connects you to the PSTN then?
Yeah, it's like 1 cent a minute or something. And then you can also buy a call-in number. So if you wanted people to actually be able to call you on your computer, or like say if you had a laptop or, you know, wherever you are, you know, if you had a computer, you can sign into Gizmo, and if people had this number, they could call into it. So none of it's really that expensive. It's stuff I've considered just, you know, getting just to play with. So, and if that's something I can think about, you know, it's I live on the low income level. So, yeah, I mean, it's a neat thing to play around with nonetheless. They also have like a conference calling mode. It supports like up to 10 people. The cool thing about the conference option is that it actually gives you an 800 number to where you can call into. So if somebody doesn't have a computer or the Gizmo Project program, but they're near a phone, they can dial into this 800 number and access the conference line, and they can talk to you on the computer.
Oh, so, that's really cool.
Yeah, and so if you were wanting to do your own show or something to interview people and you needed a way to record it, well, you can. Gizmo also records. And the phone quality is pretty good. Not to knock anything or anything, but I like it a little bit better than Skype. It's a little bit more decent, you know. I've not really had any quality issues with it while using it. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. You know, definitely check it out. You know, if you use VoIP or, you know, you use a lot of instant messaging, stuff like that.
Now, the conferencing thing was for the free? That's under the free,
That is under the free, yeah.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, I've played around with that myself, and I've not given these people any money. So, yeah. And that does support up to 10 people. So, whether they're using Gizmo or, you know, just a regular landline. And I think that's amazing.
That is very nice. Oh, man. I can't believe... Yeah, that might be what we're going to start using for a lot of this, for a lot of these episodes of Bellcore Radio now. I know a lot of people are wanting us to have, more guest hosts like you on, but my current paycheck just won't allow a lot of, hour and a half long distance calls. But that is a really, to be able to just call up this 800 number and have a free conference with somebody, and record it, is very, very good idea.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it. So I don't really mind at all to pimp it out to people.
Awesome. So everybody go check that out. It was just gizmoproject.org?
Yeah. .com.
Okay, so gizmoproject.com. Check that one out, and that's really gonna wrap it up for this episode. Did you have anybody you wanted to give shout outs to or anything?
No, I'm all good, man. Just congratulations to you on 25 episodes, and I hope that I can get my shit together and hopefully have Ninja Night School up to 25 episodes here for too long.
Hopefully so. Because, yeah, I'm a big fan of Ninja Night School, and if anybody hasn't checked it out, I would really recommend it. It's hard to describe, You have a... I guess what really makes me like your show a lot is the amount of production that really gets put into it. It's a lot of sound effect type stuff, a lot of just generally it's a fun show to listen to,
Well, I'm glad that comes through, because I have a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I do it, But it's something that I really look forward to doing. But yeah, the whole idea of it, it's definitely a weird show. It's not like your normal stuff, and that's kind of the idea of it. But it's basically that, you can tune in and have a good time, and then B, hopefully learn something.
Yeah.
Come away with something that you didn't know before. So hence the kind of Ninja Night School.
But yeah, well, in that case, I don't know, I can't think of anybody to give shouts to or not. I want to give shouts, actually, to, Archangel and, Enigma, I believe is his handle, and Gray Fox. And I think that's everybody that I've gotten emails from for, almost immediately. Replying about the Project Walmart Freedom stuff. Almost immediately after we announced that I was taking this project over.
That's
so, major, major shouts to you guys. And I mean, Archangel sent us numbers for the Walmart in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, that's too cool.
So, we don't have any Alaska phone numbers yet, so that is definitely a huge, awesome addition to the list. And Gray Fox he's helping me out testing if all the payphone numbers to see if they accept incoming calls or not. And so that's also, that's going to be a huge part of this project for the next amount of time until we get the newest release done. That's well into the at least into the triple digits amount of payphones that we have to go through, so.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, but it's going to be worth it, It's an awesome project, it's an awesome text file, so.
No, it's an awesome concept. Okay. I love it.
But, so that's going to be it for the show. Be sure to check in next week. Hopefully we should have a really awesome show again next week with, you know, I'm going to try and get another guest host on. I'll have to talk to some people and see what I can work out, but maybe I'll get some people up on one of these Gizmo conferences, and we'll have ourselves a super show or something.
Super show.
But, I guess until next week, as we always say here on Belcore Radio, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. And Crescent Fresh. But, that's gonna wrap it up. So, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, now skip back to the beginning and listen into that awesome opening music again.
Yes.
I love it.
Alright, and guess what, guys? End of file.